Greetings, Paige Estrotori here on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap. On this Saturday, July 12th, 2025, we delve into the key happenings that are shaping our industry, both at home and abroad. Starting with the global property and casualty insurance scene, where Trump's America First trade policies and tariffs are stirring things up. According to Swiss Re's latest Sigma report, there's a slowdown in the global property and casualty premiums growth rate, partly influenced by America's trade policy reshuffle. Jerome Hagley, Swiss Re's chief economist, voices a potentially strong knock-on effect on GDP growth, which could in turn lower insurance demand and global risk resilience. On the positive side for us Aussies, Australia's profitability is poised to make a steady climb, driven by improved underwriting and steady returns. Despite the ongoing challenges of tariffs and market volatility, the insurance sector has shown great resilience and continues to post healthy profits. Nowhere is this more evident than in the premium volume, which rose to a whopping $98.38 billion last year, right here in Australia. Closer to home, we cast our gaze on the evolving landscape of Australia's life insurance advice sector. Talking shop with Zurich Australia's Kieran Ford and Hays & Co.'s Catherine Hayes, challenges and prospects within the retail life insurance market, which pulls in around $9.3 billion annually, were laid bare. The general consensus underscored the role of technology and the importance of training programs in enhancing advice quality and tackling issues of underinsurance. In regulatory news, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC as it's more commonly known, is appealing a federal court decision relating to a term described as pre-existing condition in HCF life insurance products. With a ruling potentially having considerable implications on consumer protection and insurance regulations in Australia, keeping our eyes on this space is going to be vital. And finally, the Insurance Council of Australia is advocating for strata law reform in the Australian Capital Territory, seeking to enhance building management and beef up transparency regulations. Echoing a need for greater maintenance systems, more education for committee members, and increased awareness around lithium-ion batteries, this advocacy could very well herald changes in strata management and governance. That wraps up this week's news. Remember to stay informed and keep on top of any changes which may affect your insurance needs. For more information, check out our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.